From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with the latest in sports. Changes are made to the upcoming Round 9 and Men's President's Cup fixtures. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
The executive committee performed the Men's President's Cup draw at Monday night's executive meeting and granted changes in the fixtures due to the funeral of a longtime supporter and friend that will take place this Sunday. Games will now be played on Friday and Saturday in the Premier League. On Friday, it's Academy versus Sunset at 7:45 at the Annex, Future versus Elite at 7 p.m. at Ed Bush, and then Easton United versus Georgetown at 7 p.m. at the Bodentown Field. Then on Saturday, the Women's Premier League Round 9 match will see Elite face off against Sunset at 6:30 at the Annex, followed by the Men's Premier League match of Roma versus Bodentown at 8:30 p.m. at the same location. Also on Saturday in the men's division matches, Prospect Academy versus Alliance at 6:30 p.m. at Ed Bush, Cayman Brac versus Scholars at 8 p.m. in Cayman Brac, and it's Sunset versus Elite at Ed Bush at 7:30 p.m. The action continues on Sunday with games in the men's first division, including Roma versus Easton United at 5 p.m. at the Annex, Cayman Athletic versus Academy B at 7 p.m. at the same location, and in the women's Premier League, it will be Roma Fusion versus Latinos at Ed Bush at 5. Finally, the President's Cup men's quarterfinals have been moved to December 1st and 2nd. Reporting for Radio K-Man Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
It's a bit of a rough start of the season for Women of Valor Spirit team in the girls' division of the Deloitte Under-19 Basketball League.
Record is 1-3 after the second week, 1 win and 3 losses. I think the competition is good. It's fierce. It's definitely a good exposure for my girls and everyone else, because I think most of these girls train together so often that they don't get to compete, because you know there's not a lot of teams out there to create. There's only 4 current teams right now, so a majority of them do train together. So I think even though the league is so short, it's such a good exposure to them.
Coach Ashley Jacobin tells Radio K-Man these matches are a great way to prepare these young women for future leagues where the leagues are longer and tougher. Many of her players are newbies to official play.
The main purpose of the league for right now for them is to help them get exposed to the game, to love the game, to learn about the game and the ins and outs of it, more so than to aim for the win. I mean, if we do get to that point that we do have a chance to go for the win and actually make the finals, you know, we'll take it, we'll tackle it when the time comes, and we'll try our best to actually pull out a win.
Going forward, Coach Ashley says she will continue to challenge the girls and help them reach their full potential.
I think this league is testing their endurance really well, since they do have to play 2 games in a day. So I think it is a great way to build their endurance. I want to keep challenging them to play their hardest, and I want to also keep encouraging them. And like I said, I just really want them to get the basics down packed. Hopefully we do get to pull out more wins. We're definitely looking forward to for the next couple of weeks to see how everything plays out.
Games in the Deloitte Under-19 Basketball League are played every Sunday at the John Gray Gym. And Coach Alyssa Moberg says the Cayman Islands and Jamaica Virtual Artistic Swimming Competition was a success over the weekend. The competition took place at 3 venues and featured swimmers from 4 categories, under 12, 13 to 15, juniors and seniors. Alric Swaby tells us more.
Coach of Artistic Swimming at Cayman Bay Aquatics Club, Alyssa Moberg, gave 5 marks to the Cayman Islands and Jamaica Virtual Artistic Swimming Competition on the weekend. The competition was staged at venues in Portland and Kingston in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Moberg says the competition provided what they were aiming to achieve.
Say that this was an extremely successful venture. It was a dream from Coach Olga, who's based out of Port Antonio, and myself, based out of the need to give our athletes something to work towards and something that they could strive to, you know, kind of prepare for when we've had so many unknowns in the past year. A lot of our athletes were looking forward towards competing at the Carifta Championships and CCCAN and the UANA and Pan Am Games, and everything came to a halt, as we all know. So those athletes that were representing their countries at found themselves losing out on so many different things that we wanted to find a way to still give them an opportunity for competition.
She believes online competition is a blessing in disguise brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We would have never attempted anything like this if it hadn't been forced on us. So it's definitely a blessing in disguise that we were able to use this time to be creative. And I think, you know, that's been a major push for athletics, is everybody is using the phrase, use this time. And I feel like that's what we've done, is we've used the time to be creative and to think outside of the box. And, you know, talking with the coaches in Port Antonio and speaking with the coaches in Kingston, how incredible that we were able to host an international meet and nobody had to leave their home pool.
Moberg says they are already planning the next meet in January, with hopefully more countries participating.
That's the plan, absolutely. It's really hard because so many of our other friends in different countries are out of the water still. You know, most of our friends and contacts in North America, they are going back on lockdown, and same in Europe. So luckily, you know, there are quite a few countries in the Caribbean that are able to have their athletes in the water. So we'll be reaching out to those countries and federations to invite them to participate. And we've received already some preliminary interest, and we're excited to, you know, broaden what's possible.
Alwick Swibby reporting for Radio Cayman Sports.
That's the latest in sports here on Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego.